Giles from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening. Have you ever been so busy that you just don't have the time to find for yourself?
Lots of times.
Or that you're so busy taking the kids to school, or what else could you
just
do?
Just volunteering. And being a business person, an entrepreneur, oh my goodness, there's never enough time in the day to get everything done that you want to fit in. And then you throw in, I got to do something for me, myself, and I. Sometimes that's pretty darn difficult in our very busy lives. But as women, I actually think we got her made because we can juggle it and we can make it happen.
It always seems to be the thing, though, that lands last in our priority lists, and that's not necessarily the place that it should be. So that's what we're here to talk to you guys about today, is how are we going to get to the point where we can make the actual time? We're going to give you five. Math is not thy strong suit, apparently. Reasons today and ways that you can actually start to prioritize yourself a little bit and really make that time so that you can properly take time for yourself.
It's all about me, myself, and I. Well, and you know, we're so much more productive when we are actually looking after ourselves first. It's true. Okay. I know you've probably heard me say this before. However, when you're on the plane, they always say, put the oxygen on you first, and then you can help everybody else. So you're breathing and you're able to think better so that you can help others. So this really is for you.
Well, if any of you have gotten to that point before where you feel totally burnt out, how much do you actually get accomplished? Very little, because you're so burnt out already.
It is true.
So we are the gals here from the Equine Connection. My name's Carolyn.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Carson.
And while we are standing here,
we're actually sitting today.
But why we are sitting here talking to you about this today is because we understand from the women's point of view how busy life can get between kids, husbands, getting exercise routines in, work, volunteering. There's always a million things coming at us. And we get that you have to have a proper work-life balance with that, because we felt it when the scales tip a little too much as well. And it's not a good space for any of us. So that's why we're here to chat with you about it today.
Well, and it's perfect too, because even last week, Carolyn had brownie school council.
Oh my gosh, work. Yeah.
What didn't you have?
What didn't I have? And the stomach flu.
Yeah.
Just top it all off.
Add the cherry on top. So yes.
And I know for myself, with all this traveling I've been doing lately, I couldn't even get caught up on an email. And it's again, how do we balance so that we can get caught up and not so dragged down? Is that the word? Dragged?
Drugged? Drugged down?
Drugged?
Anyways. No, not drugged.
Not drugged. But you know, it's so overwhelming. Sometimes we feel like we just can't even get up enough energy to finish all the things that need to be finished.
Yes. So tip number one, we're going to go into here. Getting up on the right side of the bed. And what we mean by this is maybe getting up, and I know, wait for the whole thing first before you tell me no, but getting up even like a half hour early. I don't know about you guys, but that first cup of coffee in the morning is like fairies dancing on my tongue. Like, it makes me so happy to have that first cup of coffee in the morning. And I think about, what do we do on vacation? We go out on a patio, we sit down, we enjoy that first cup of coffee. What do I do during a work week? I pour it and I'm drinking it while I'm getting a kid out the door, and I got one hand on the steering wheel, chugging it back with the other. But for me, just sitting down to have that extra half hour to enjoy a cup of coffee, that is me time. That makes me happy.
That's true. And I love it because it's so quiet.
Yes.
Nobody's awake, not even the mice. It's just a beautiful time just to be with you, yourself, and I, getting together your thoughts, your ideas of what it is you're going to do today. I just love that time.
No, name that Christmas song.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what, even the mice are... Yeah.
If you know it, let us know.
Not even a mouse was stirring. Yeah, not even in the house.
The Christmas one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us know if you
get it. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah. Women's brains. You see, when we get too busy, our brains go too mush.
We woke up on the left side of the
Yes.
Exactly. Okay.
And to all a good night.
Second one, this is my favorite solution, delegate.
Yes.
If you do have children at home, I don't have children at home anymore, but I used to delegate everything. I would leave three little notes out on the counter for them that they would have to accomplish each day. Delegate to my partner, my spouse, go get these groceries, please. And of course, always add the touch of please.
Yes, be kind.
Be kind. In the work relation or in that work business, I have task lists going all the time. So it's a beautiful way having, again, that quiet time in the morning. I can delegate all that needs to be done so I can look after the stuff that's really important that I personally need to look after. Why? It makes me feel better looking after my own stuff.
And you know, it even helps bring down the whole brain going crazy kind of thing. Yes. When you have the chance to write it down and just get it off your mind. And then it's gone. I mean, well, you still have to do it, but yeah, it's off your plate.
But things like, for me, I despise doing bookkeeping and taxes, like with every ounce of my being. So this year, I got a bookkeeper and it's freaking amazing because I put receipts in an envelope and then all I have to do is give them to her and it's totally worth the money. And I'm a frugal person, but something like that, to be able to delegate that out knowing it's getting done properly and I'm not pulling out my hair, is like a masterful plan that I love. Yes. So find things like that of people that can help you in different spots that maybe aren't your strong point too, but then it's out of your brain and you don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, tax season's coming up. What do I do now? Panic, panic, panic.
Well, I mean,
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, we're Canadian.
Sorry, everybody.
And you know, for me, the hardest struggle for me was always that I wanted to do it all myself. I didn't want anyone to help me. But then one time I just tried delegating one thing. And it was so freeing. It was amazing because all of a sudden you realize other people can help you and it's not all on you.
No. Yes. Love delegation.
That's right.
It's super hot to heart
here.
Yeah. Okay.
Dying.
Put down the phone. Yes, get rid of it. Well, just for a time.
I want to let you guys know about this new thing. So if on your iPhones now, I don't know about the Androids because I'm an iPhone girl, but on that, you can actually take a look and check out how much time you're spending in where on your phone each day. Go take a peek. I was shocked and chagrined at myself and thought, oh no, when I get home now, I am plugging that sucker in. It's going away because it is too much time we spend on that. And if I calculated up all of that time that I could be doing something worthwhile for myself or spending extra time with my daughter or with my boyfriend business, whatever it may be, that's a lot of time that we are putting into technology. And that's actually pretty scary when you think about it.
Even the social media platforms, which are, you know, they're beautiful. They're good for, again, a process or a time, but we don't continually need to be checking Facebook. Who liked my comment? Who's doing this on this page? Or Pinterest. Like, there are so many beautiful things out there, but it really is, when we're delving into everybody else out there in social media world, around the world, it takes so much of our time away from us doing what we actually need to do for us to feel grounded.
And even the energy piece, like, it takes away your energy because you're so focused on what everybody else is doing. And not saying Facebook and all that isn't a great way to connect.
Yeah.
But, you know, just even put it away. Or if you have the chance, delete the app for even, I don't know, a week. Just give your mind a refresher.
And be present in your moments now. Like, think of how much we miss because we're...
I know. It's so funny. I was at the airport the other day and I looked around and I'm looking. Every single person is doing something on a phone. There was only two people who were reading a book. And because reading a book, that's kind of cool. But so many people on a phone, I'm like, wow, we're not even having conversations or looks at each other anymore. Because why? We're also focused on our technology.
I go to Cuba every year with some of my girlfriends. It's a girls' trip. And this past year, they finally got Wi-Fi. And it completely changed the dynamic. It was unreal because where it used to be, everybody was sitting around talking to everybody else. You'd meet new people. This year, everybody was sitting there and staring at their phones because that's where the Wi-Fi was available. It was actually really sad. And we're like, this is lame. We made a pact that no more, the phones had to go stay in the safe in the hotel room because it was just too much. Like, even disconnecting for a vacation.
Exactly.
Anymore.
It's very sad. We're missing those moments in our lives.
Put it down.
Simplify.
You don't have to be a superwoman all the time. So pick the things that you want to really, really do and then dial the rest back. If you don't have any time for yourself, you're going to get totally overwhelmed with all this stuff anyway. But we were just talking about the last week of brownies and school council and everything else like me. That's the limit because there's nothing else that can fit into the schedule without me dying.
And I don't know if you guys joined us last week at all, but we did suggest that take a look at your calendar. Maybe there's that Tupperware party you're going to or some sort of other plan that you've made that you could take off your calendar, that you could just change your mind and say, no, I'm going to spend this time for me rather than spend it for someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And even for like, I'm sorry, even to simplify for me, a great thing is also knowing what I want to, again, get rid of those things, but cooking mm-hmm. is, I love that idea. You know, you put the phone away, you come home, you talk to whomever is at the house, and then you start creating a meal. Oh, that's a way to really simplify because you're just in your moment of, this is where I live.
Even simplifying your home, I find, is a way to feel more at home within your stuff. Like when you have a cluttered house and it's feeling like there's too much stuff, or you've got that pair of pants that's been sitting in the closet for
10 years
because you think magically they're going to get back into them. Get rid of them. Buy yourself some new damn pants because they're probably not even going to be in style anymore anyway. But do the things that you can kind of break out of the mundane and simplify your life in so many different ways so that you feel fresh and renewed and like things are clean and tidy. It's such a lovely feeling as well.
Yeah. And let us know, what are the ways that you simplify?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We like that. We like hearing from you.
Yeah, we do. The last one.
Mind your power. I'm sorry. I'm about the Wonder Woman hours because I just think us as women, we are amazing. That's exactly right. You are amazing. I'm amazing. You guys are amazing.
Well, thanks.
You're so very welcome. So Find Your Power is such an incredible place to be because why? It's in us. It lives within us. And sometimes because we're so busy, again, we forget that we have the power to actually take charge of our own lives.
Yep.
And yet we do have all of the power inside of us. Actually, that kind of reminds me of the Wizard of Oz too. You know, clip your shoes together. You had the power
all along,
and she didn't even know it because she was confused in her world. Hey, this is good today.
I would be confused in Oz as well.
Well,
Munchkins coming out everywhere, some all powerful head.
Scarecrow.
That would be a lot in my psyche.
That's very true. Wow, my goodness, and it's for all ages. So if you have that teenage daughter, have her do the course because it's nice and it's easy. And Carson's going to explain all of that. But, you know, it's a really great way to empower our youth. Again, we could be 60 and it's that same idea. We always have the power. We are never finished having our power, our purpose in our life, no matter what age we're at. So it doesn't matter if you're on top of the mountain right now, you can always learn something else through the power and finding how much power that you actually possess in your body.
And if you think this sounds like it's going to take up way too much time, we promise you it's only 10 minutes a day. It's nice and quick because we know we are all busy. We are all women. We have lots to do. And it's free.
Free.
But you deserve 10 minutes a day to spend on you.
Yes, you do. Even if you do it like in the morning, having your jugs of coffee like Carolyn does. It's that same idea. Get her done in the morning. And then, oh my goodness. But it's free for every single woman globally around the world.
Yes.
It is our way to pay it forward and do what we should be doing because it's always about helping human beings and we love women.
Yes. So remember, here are the 5 tips again. The first one is, what was the first? Oh, waking up on the right side of the bed, giving yourself that extra time in the morning. That second piece is again, delegate.
Delegate.
You don't have to do. The third piece is, what was the third piece again? Put down the phone. That's what it is. It's putting down the phone to make sure that you're actually spending the time for yourself and knowing where your time goes. That fourth one, again, was
Simplify. Fly.
Oh, I'm going to stop talking. Okay.
Simplify. And the fifth is find your power.
In 5 days.
That's exactly right.
And again, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Carson.
And when women take our life-changing courses and workshops, it's pretty amazing because they discover their personal power. They can identify their unique gifts, reveal their true purpose, and begin to truly move forward with their newly empowered lives. So if this sounds like everything you've always wanted and more, when will you take the first step to your empowered life?
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.